Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, cosmetics and medications to keep out of the reach of your pets. Reader's Digest decodes cat behavior and heartwarming dog stories you're sure to enjoy. We'll start with cat behavior. Wish you had a secret decoder guide to cat language and behavior? Here's a primer to things your cat wishes you understood from Reader's Digest. Decode Your Cat's Behavior, 17 Things Your Cat Would Love to Tell You by Daryl Chen, written from the cat's point of view. First, please do not disturb my nap on your laptop or keyboard. You people talk and talk about how much you need to work on the computer, so you wake us up and push us off, but we know what you're really planning to do on them. Watch videos of cats. Weird. Don't you humans realize that cats must get an average of 12 to 16 hours of shut-eye a day? Or we're just useless? Also, our delicate cat bodies need the warmth from your computer. Our ideal temperature is 20 degrees higher than that of you humans. And quit taking photos of me. I'm not a Kardashian. You humans can't seem to stop snapping pics with your phones when you're around us, but you resort to sneaky tactics like waving around fun toys to get our attention, but dropping them as soon as we turn around. This is cruel. If we cats are willing to let you capture us on film, the least you can do is provide us with a bit of playtime in exchange, or let a cartoon cat amuse you instead. There is one thing that you don't have to worry about when it comes to photography, though. Camera flashes do not harm cats' eyes, but they will frequently produce a spooky glow caused by the tapetum lucidum, a layer of ultra-reflective cells in feline eyes, which helps us see in low light. You assume that when we show you our stomachs, we're being friendly. Yes, in some cases, this is a normal cat behavior that signifies chumminess, but at other times, it's the opposite. It's cat language for, you want to fight? Bring it on. Displaying the belly is a defensive move that shows potential enemies that all of our limbs and claws are primed and ready to go into attack mode. And there's one other common reason we flash our tummies. We're simply trying to stretch. I am cat. Let me scratch. Just like you clip and file your nails so they don't reach Guinness record lengths, we cats must maintain our claws. One cat behavior is by scratching, which helps us remove dead nail growth. There are two other important explanations behind why we scratch. We do it to mark our territory. We've got scent glands on our paws. How cool is that? Or to stretch. How do you think we stay so graceful? Sadly, when a sofa or rug becomes our favorite spot to scratch, some of you resort to declawing us. We beg you not to. It would be comparable to you having the ends of your fingers cut off. Instead, get us a nifty scratching post. You might have to experiment with different models until you find one we like. Then rub it with a little catnip and give us a treat whenever we use it. I'm perfectly capable of bathing myself, thanks. Some scientists speculate that today's cats do not like to swim or get wet because ever since they were domesticated some 5,000 to 10,000 years ago, they've been protected from the rain and snow by human companions. In addition, it's true that cat hair doesn't dry quickly and it's simply uncomfortable to be soaking wet. Kelly Bolin, the director of behavior programs for the College of Veterinary Medicine at Cornell University, told Live Science. Bolin added, I also think because cats are control freaks and like to have 4 feet on a solid surface, they do not appreciate the sensation of floating. Who needs baths and showers anyway? Cats are born complete with the essential grooming tools, paws, a rough barbed tongue, and saliva. But even though we hate being dunked in water, you must ensure we have enough to drink, especially if our diet consists of dry food. Canned food is about 78% water. Regardless of what we eat, always provide your cat with a separate water bowl and change it and clean it daily. Don't freak out when I bring you dead animals or insect gifts. Animal behaviorists have uncovered a few reasons for why we do this. We may be imitating what our mama cat did for us. You fill our food dishes every day, and since we're not ingrates, we are returning the favor. Or we might have caught, say, more crickets than we can consume, so we thought you might like the leftovers. Finally, we could be giving our catch to you so that you can help us store it for later. Like scratching, bestowing such gifts is natural cat behavior on our part, so if you don't like it, you might need to put a bell on us to prevent us from snaring anything. I meow at you to tell you something specific, but when you meow at me, you're not speaking cat language. Scientists have identified more than a dozen different meows the cats make, each with its own meaning. In general, kittens use meows to communicate with their moms, but grown cats employ them solely to communicate with humans. We use hisses, growls, squeals, and other sounds to talk to each other. More perceptive owners can probably tell a cat's "I'm hungry" meow apart from its "I'm bored" or discern "I'm hurt" from "I'm scared." When you meow at us, we do recognize your voice, but you may as well be squawking like a Charlie Brown teacher, wah, wah, for all the sense you're making. We cats have no problems with our nudity. Humans are filled with the merciless urge to inflict hats, ties, dresses, and other clothing items on us. But what do we look like to you, dogs? We hate to feel enclosed or confined, and while you may catch us kneading on one of your sweaters, we're merely enjoying the texture of the knit under our paws. That doesn't mean we want to wear it. We don't need clothes to stay covered. Our coat contains up to 130,000 hairs per square inch. And here's a fun fact. Did you know that the surface area of a single cat, if you include all of its hair, is roughly the same as the surface area of a ping pong table? Quit blaming my hair for your allergies. Why are so many humans allergic to us? Cat allergies are reportedly twice as common as dog allergies. You don't see any cats having allergies to humans, do you? And you humans are so quick to point to our hair as the culprit. But what actually causes your sneezes and coughs is a tenacious and super adhesive protein found on cat skin called FELD1. And we're sorry to break it to you people who went to the expense and trouble of buying a so-called hypoallergenic cat, but such a breed does not exist. Some breeds do produce less FELD1 than others, but all cats produce it. You fill your home with enticing power cords, but yell at me when I chew on them. Unfair. Most of us cats love the way a plastic cord feels under our teeth, so it's best for you humans to be smart about your electric cords. Stow away the ones you're not using and cover the remainder in cord covers. You can find these at pet stores. You can also try applying bitter apple liquid on cords. We detest this flavor, but dab it on sparingly since consuming too much of the essential oils in it can make us sick. If your cat persists in chewing cords even after you apply the bitter apple, take him or her to the vet to rule out any dental problems. We truly wish you'd find yourself another animal to demonize. If a black cat crosses your path, you'll have bad luck. Don't leave a cat around a sleeping baby. It will suck out the baby's breath. Cats are the preferred companion of witches and villains. It's taken centuries for us cats to rise above all this negative and just plain false publicity. Stop spreading these lies. Instead, you humans should stick to what your species does best, talking smack about each other. Can you stop your species from shaming the humans we love? While people who like dogs are perceived as extroverted, good-natured, and active, the people who prefer cats are taunted with the offensive phrase crazy cat lady, i.e. an obsessive antisocial shut-in. This hurts our feelings. And we have one other bone to pick. What's up with using the word catty to mean malicious or spiteful? Many cats live life like Seinfeld. That is, no hugging, no learning. Because we're so soft and good-looking, you humans always want to pick us up and hug us. We say, approach with caution. Some cats are okay with snuggling, but many do not like to be confined in any way, including in your arms. Try us out, but as soon as we struggle to protest, put us gently back on the ground. Never, ever pick us up when we're sleeping or eating. When it comes to your kissing us, we cats are frankly baffled by your behavior. We wish you'd schooled yourself in the cat language of love. We like to show our affection with a headbutt, a face rub, a rub on your legs, or a display of our butts. And now for the portion of the program I like to call, Don't Eat That. Have you ever wondered if a particular household cleaning product or human medication is poisonous to your pets? The ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center, APCC, has provided a guide for knowing which cleaning products, human medications, and cosmetic items to keep out of your pet's reach. This guide is for general information only and is not intended to help assess or manage animal exposures or any subsequent time-sensitive medical issues. If you suspect your pet has been exposed to any poisonous substances, contact your veterinarian or call APCC's hotline at 888-426-4435 immediately. The ASPCA has broken this list down into two categories, household products, including cleaners, and human medications. And today we'll cover human medications and cosmetics. You can find the complete guide, including the common household products, at ASPCA.org. So we'll start with Adderall, as well as many ADD drugs, contains amphetamines, which stimulate the central nervous and cardiovascular systems. Amphetamines can be very harmful or even deadly to pets if enough are ingested, potentially causing hyperactivity, tremors and seizures, fever, abnormal heart rate and rhythm, coma, and even death. Please consult your veterinarian immediately if your pet has ingested one of these medications. Petroleum jelly. Petroleum jelly is a laxative. If a sufficient dose is ingested, diarrhea is likely, and in some cases, vomiting may occur. There is a small risk of aspiration pneumonia if the pet inhales some of the product. Aspirin and baby aspirin. We frequently hear from pet parents who are curious to know if low doses of these medications are safe to use on their pets as a joint and general pain reliever. There are medical conditions where aspirin is a recommended treatment. However, overdosing can result in medical conditions ranging from gastrointestinal upset to liver failure. We strongly advise owners to never give their pets any medication without first consulting with their regular veterinarian. Many drugs, including aspirin, can cause serious or potentially life-threatening problems depending on the dose involved. If you feel that your dog needs pain relief for any reason, we highly recommend that you get in touch with your veterinarian so that your dog can be evaluated. Your vet can direct you regarding the best dose to use or, if necessary, can prescribe a different pain reliever. With advances in veterinary medicine, arthritis and other joint conditions are typically treated with more than one medication and treatment, such as lasers. Avon's Skin So Soft. We've received a number of inquiries about whether household items like Skin So Soft are safe alternatives to flea prevention regimens prescribed by a veterinarian. We recommend you consult your veterinarian before trying any household products for flea prevention purposes. A vet-recommended flea prevention product will likely be more effective and safe. Bar soap and face wash. Most bar soaps and face cleansers contain detergents, which, if ingested, can cause gastrointestinal irritation, including vomiting and diarrhea. If the soap also contains essential oils, such as lavender, for example, it is possible that minor central nervous system depression could occur. Depending on the concentration of oils and other circumstances of exposure, certain soaps are made with glycerin or other emollients, which can have a cathartic effect, causing loose stools and diarrhea. If gastrointestinal signs become persistent, they could lead to dehydration. If a large portion or entire bar of soap were to be ingested, it's a lot of soap, it could potentially lead to obstruction in the animal's gastrointestinal tract. Because of these concerns, we advise keeping your soaps and cleansers in an area that is not accessible to your dog. Breath fresheners. Human breath mints and breath fresheners are not safe to use on your dog. Certain breath strips contain menthol, which can be irritating to the tissues of the mouth and the gastrointestinal tract. Some breath freshening products could also contain the sweetener xylitol, which has the potential to cause a sharp drop in a dog's blood sugar, resulting in depression, loss of coordination, and seizures. In some cases, this could even result in liver damage. If you wish to control your dog's stinky breath problem, we recommend talking with your veterinarian to discuss a safe and appropriate oral hygiene program. Cigarettes and nicotine patches. Cigarettes and other tobacco products contain nicotine, which has the potential to produce severe vomiting, depression, and elevated heart rate, decrease in blood pressure, seizures, respiratory failure, and in severe cases, even death. E-cigarette liquid, known as e-liquid or e-juice, is used to recharge the cartridge for an e-cigarette. The amount of nicotine in these bottles could easily kill a dog if the contents were ingested. Often liquid is flavored, making the product more appealing. As such, we urge pet parents to keep all tobacco products out of their pet's reach. If accidental ingestion occurs, seek veterinary help immediately. Grapeseed oil. Although we have talked about the safety risks that grapes can pose to pets, we have no data indicating risks from exposure to grapeseed extract or oil. Most nutritional supplements and other products containing grapeseed oil or extract contain relatively small amounts, and we've yet to note any serious problems with grapeseed oil. Ibuprofen and naproxen. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, include over-the-counter medications like ibuprofen and naproxen. Pets metabolize and eliminate these drugs differently than humans do. Because of the difference in elimination, even small amounts can cause significant medical problems in dogs, including gastrointestinal ulcers and kidney failure. Please consult your veterinarian before giving any over-the-counter medications for pain. Kaopectate and Pepto-Bismol. These products contain salicylates, which are similar to aspirin. Depending on the circumstances of exposure, large enough doses of bismuth salicylate could cause effects similar to aspirin poisoning. These include gastric irritation or ulceration, bleeding problems, seizures, and liver damage. If you suspect that your pet may have an upset stomach or may not be feeling well, do not administer either of these or similar medications without consulting your veterinarian. Mosquito repellent. Pet owners should never use any product on their animal that is not specifically created for them. Certain mosquito repellents that are made for human beings contain DEET. The use of DEET on pets is not recommended, as dogs and cats are very sensitive to it and may develop neurological problems, such as tremors, seizures, and death, if the product is used on them. If you want to keep mosquitoes away from your dog, we suggest asking your veterinarian for an appropriate product to use. Pseudoephedrine and other nasal decongestants. Depending on the circumstances of exposure, pseudoephedrine can be very harmful or even deadly to pets, and therefore we would not advise giving it to your dog. Decongestants are frequently found in products that contain antihistamines. If your veterinarian has prescribed an antihistamine, please read the label carefully to be sure that the only active ingredient is the one your veterinarian recommended. Sorbitol is a plant-based sugar alcohol that's used as a sweetener in many products, including sugar-free foods, laxatives, and other medications. Due to its laxative capabilities, loose stools or diarrhea can occur, if consumed in large doses. However, the amount of sorbitol in pet toothpaste used for brushing your pooch's teeth is not likely to be an issue. Topical creams and ointments. As with lotions and oils, pet parents should use caution after immediate application of topical creams and ointments to their own skin. Always read the label so you know which ingredients are included. Some ingredients found in creams and ointments can cause serious, even life-threatening clinical signs. The following are ingredients that can cause serious clinical signs requiring medical intervention. Baclofen, flurbiprofen, diclofenac, ketamine, lidocaine, 5-fluoroarosil, calcipotrien, and dupecaine, as well as others. In some cases, small exposure, such as a pet licking the owner's skin after recent application of the product, have resulted in severe clinical health and gastrointestinal issues. When applying these products, keep your skin covered and wear gloves during application or wash your hands thoroughly following use. And now, some wonderful dog stories by Miss Solania, author of the post 10 Stories of Life-Saving Dogs. She added these to her collection and posted them on mentalfloss.com. First is Dozer, the marathon dog. Dozer, a 3-year-old golden doodle, saw a bunch of people run by his home in Fulton, Maryland. He became so excited that he crossed his invisible fence and started running with them. 7 miles later, Dozer crossed the finish line of the Maryland Half Marathon, a fundraising event for the University of Maryland's Greenbaum Cancer Center. The runners did not know Dozer was alone. He returned home the next day looking so tired that his owners took him to the vet. Word got around and they realized Dozer was the dog on the marathon's TV coverage. Marathon organizers gave Dozer a special award. Now he has his own runner's page and Facebook fan page, and he's raised $21,000 for the Cancer Center. Leda, the loyal babysitter. Olga, a 22-year-old woman in Saratov, Russia, took her dog and her baby son, Vadim, to a park and met up with friends. After a few drinks, Olga went home and left her baby behind. Luckily, her dog, Leda, was with the baby. Olga woke up the next morning and realized the child was missing. She thought Vadim had been abducted, but her father went to the park and found the baby in his pram with Leda still beside him. The Rottweiler had stood guard over him all night long. Vadim was wet and hungry, but unharmed, and was placed in the care of his grandmother. And next is Belle. Belle calls 911. Ken Weaver has diabetes. He also has a specially trained beagle named Belle who can sense when his blood sugar levels are off. She licks his nose and then paws at him to signal that he should take a reading. In the summer of 2006, Belle put another skill to work. Weaver suffered a seizure and collapsed. Belle grabbed the man's cell phone and bit down on the number 9, just like she had been trained. The number was programmed to dial 911, and emergency workers soon arrived. Belle was later given the Vita Wireless Samaritan Award for those who use cell phones to save lives. Belle was the first dog ever to win the award. And then there's Dorado, the brave guide. Omar Eduardo Rivera is a blind computer technician who uses a guide dog. On September 11, 2001, Rivera was working on the 71st floor of the World Trade Center when a plane hit the building above him. His dog, Dorado, was under Rivera's desk as usual. As the building evacuation began, Rivera smelled the smoke and heard the chaos in the stairwell. He took the Labrador Retriever's leash off so the dog could escape. Dorado ignored Rivera's order to go ahead and escorted his master down 70 flights of stairs. They were separated by the rush of the crowd for a few minutes, but Dorado found his way back to Rivera and continued down the stairs. They reached the ground about an hour after they began the descent, only a few minutes before the building collapsed. and Rowan the echolocator. A German Spitz named Rowan was born without eyes, but gets around almost as well as a sighted dog. Rowan learned to use the reverberations of his bark to determine where objects are in the great outdoors. This is a version of echolocation in which a blind person, or dog in this case, creates a mental map by comparing the way sound bounces back in an echo. Rowan was not taught to see this way, but his owners noticed how his behavior outside changed when the trees filled out with leaves. Most people who met Rowan don't even realize he is blind. They just wonder why he keeps his eyes shut. Dexter the War Hero. Dexter's full name is Military Working Dog Dexter C-067, but he is now retired after service in Afghanistan. Dexter served for 6 years, during which time he detected a garbage truck filled with explosives and saved at least 1,000 military personnel and civilians. After his tour, he was scheduled to be euthanized because of hip problems and the fact that military dogs are hard to place for adoption because of their aggressiveness. His handler, Kathleen Ellison, went to work to save Dexter through the organization Military Working Dog Adoptions. Veteran Danny Schauer, who worked with dogs during his military service, agreed to adopt Dexter and bring him home to Spring Grove, Illinois. Dexter also became the first canine member of the American Legion when he was accepted as a full member by Fox Lake American Legion, Post 703. And from the October 2018 edition of Real Simple magazine, the vets will see you now. Answers to your hairiest pet questions. The question is, my cat has red bumps under her chin. Is this something I should worry about? And the vets say these bumps might be acne, a fairly common condition that isn't harmful but could be painful if left untreated. And you should see your vet. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening. Please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.